Hello, friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kids Animal Stories. Well, I hope you are having a super duper day, and I'm very excited for today's story. We're doing things a little bit differently in today's story, where Luna and Rio are going to meet up with Mr. Jim, and they're going to go experience a new creature in a new way. Are you guys ready to learn about Komodo dragons? Me too! Let's go! Luna and Rio were just getting home from a day of school, and first they needed to get all of their chores done. As they came inside and put their backpacks and things in their right places, they got to work. Because as soon as they got their chores done, they were very excited to work on this very special school project. Hey Luna, which chore are you thinking about doing today? I kind of want to do the dishes, said Rio.
Oh, perfect. I'll do the vacuuming, said Luna.
Working together as a team made those chores go by very quickly. And before you knew it, everything was nice and clean. All right, Rio, we've got to get to work on this school project. Which animal did Miss Johnson give us?
How could you forget, said Rio,
the Komodo dragon.
I know that sounds pretty cool, said Luna, but I don't know much about Komodo dragons. Is it a real dragon, or is it like a mythical creature?
I'm not exactly sure, but let's just call Mr. Jim and he'll explain it all to us, said Rio.
They grabbed their walkie-talkies and called Mr. Jim.
Shh! Hey, Mr. Jim! Are you there? Over.
Shh. Shh. Luna and Rio, what's going on, guys?
Said Mr. Jim.
Well, we have a school project about Komodo dragons, and we don't really know much about them. Could you help us out with this project?
Shh. Absolutely, said Mr. Jim. Just grab your hoverboards and meet me in Indonesia. Over and out.
Shh. Wait, what did he say? Said Luna.
Indonesia?
We're definitely going to need a full charge for that trip.
You see, they were on the outside squad. The outside squad was a special secret division of the animal rescue team. Their job was to keep all the animals safe and also to learn about them, because you can't save something unless you know what it is, right?
Yes. So Luna and Rio grabbed their hoverboards and off to Indonesia they went.
As they were flying, they couldn't help but imagine what a Komodo dragon could look like.
Do you know what a Komodo dragon looks like?
Well, they're thinking it's a dragon, but it's actually not what they're thinking. As they landed their hoverboards down in Indonesia, they grabbed their walkie-talkie and called into Mr. Jim.
All right, Mr. Jim, said Luna. We are here. What should we be looking for? Over.
Shh. Wow, you guys got there fast. You must have been on hyperspeed or something, said Mr. Jim.
Well, I got two questions for you. Would you rather meet one or become one?
Shh. Luna and Rio looked at each other and looked at the walkie-talkie they were holding.
I kind of want to become one. What do you think, Luna?
I think that sounds kind of crazy, but I can't think of another chance that I'm going to get to become a dragon.
It sounds awesome, said Luna.
Shh. All right, Mr. Jim. Send those wild powers our way. We want to become Komodo dragons.
Shh.
Sure thing. They should be available on your hoverboard any second now.
Shh.
As Luna and Rio looked down at their hoverboard, they could see a blinking light. When that light was flashing, that meant there was either a wild power or a wild skill that was ready to download. And as soon as you step on it, you better be ready for something crazy to happen. Luna and Rio didn't think twice and stepped on that button on their hoverboard, and instantly,
whoa, whoa, whoa!
They were spinning and changing, and all of a sudden, thud, they landed on the ground as two Komodo dragons.
As Luna opened her eyes, she was imagining to find wings on her back like a real dragon.
Wait a second. Rio, you don't have wings.
Wait,
Do I have wings? Said Luna. No, you don't have wings. Wait, what kind of dragon are we?
Shh,
Mr. Jim, it looks like you turned us into a big lizard. We're trying to become Komodo dragons, not lizards. Over.
Shh.
Wow, well, it sounds like it worked. Yes, Komodo dragons are actually not the kind of dragons that you and I might think of when we think of dragons, said Mr. Jim. Komodo dragons are the largest of all the lizards in the world, and they're amazing creatures.
Shh.
Yeah, and super slobbery. Ugh. My mouth is full of all this slime and spit. It's kind of gross, said Rio.
Shh. Oh, yes, careful. Well, so that slime coming out of Komodo dragon's mouth and what you're feeling right now has a ton of toxins and bacteria in it that can be actually deadly to people. It's kind of their defense or their attack. When Komodo dragons bite onto a creature that they want to eat, because they are predators and carnivores, so they eat meat. When they bite onto another creature, that creature gets sick from the bacteria in their spit. That is one of the wild skills of this creature.
Oh, that's disgusting. I really need to brush my teeth or something. I gotta get rid of this slime, said Luna.
And just then, as Luna and Rio were looking around, they saw one. They saw a real Komodo dragon, one that was way bigger than them.
Mr. Jim, we see a very large Komodo dragon. He's gotta be at least like 10 feet long, way bigger than us. Are they friendly? Should we go talk to him or what should we do?
Shh. You better run for your life, shouted Mr. Jim.
Yeah, the thing about Komodo dragons is the big ones, sometimes they eat the little ones. They're not friendly. Go find a tree and run up as fast as you can. Go, go, go.
Shh.
And just like that, Luna and Rio took off running with that big giant one coming close behind. They raced up a tree as fast as they could.
Shh, Mr. Jim. All right, we're up the tree now, said Rio.
But the big one, it's like he's standing up on his back leg. He's trying to get up our tree. What do we do?
Shh. Oh, no. What in the world are Luna and Rio gonna do?
We'll have to wait and see what happens on the next episode of Kids Animal Stories.
Great job. You listened all the way to the end. All right, let's break this down. What is a Komodo dragon? Is it like a flying, fire-breathing dragon or a kind of lizard?
Yes, it's a kind of lizard. It's a type of monitor lizard. There's lots of different very big lizards in the world that are called monitors. The Savannah monitor or the black-throated monitor are some common named ones, but the Komodo dragon is the biggest of them all. They have a very long tail, long claws, and a very big mouth. Komodo dragons are some of the most amazing lizards in the whole wide world. They are very cool.
Well, friends, I hope you have a super duper day, and I will see you on our next adventure. Bye!